raccoons, can't end humanitarian suffering. Conflict in Gaza unless Hamas gives up power. By Ian Hanchett on July 10, 2025. On Thursday's broadcast of MSNBC's Chris Jansing reports, Senator Chris Coons, DITA, stated that humanitarian suffering will simply continue to mount and we can't guarantee peace in Gaza unless Hamas gives up any and all governance in Gaza, but they haven't been willing to do so. Coons said, Hamas must give up any governance, any leadership of Gaza, and there are still thousands of active Hamas fighters. And so, yes, that has remained a real challenge. Because, in order for the fighting to end, Hamas must either put down their arms or be removed to another location. Only that will guarantee an end to the IDF's active fighting within Gaza. And the humanitarian suffering will simply continue to mount. He continued, there also has to be a credible plan for delivering humanitarian resources at scale. This interim measure, the Gaza Humanitarian Foundation, has a flawed concept of operations right now. They only have 3 delivery sites, all in the very south of Gaza. And folks who are desperately seeking relief are being concentrated in too few areas. And it's led to too much conflict and too many civilian deaths. The Prime Minister did say that they would be moving more humanitarian relief into Gaza and delivering it through a broader range of sites. But I've been urging that they go back to participating in a broader range of organizations that can work with him, that have experience delivering safe and secure humanitarian relief without it being diverted to Hamas. Follow Ian Hanchett on Twitter at Ian Hanchett.